नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 9th कांटो चैप्टर 4 अम्बरीश महाराज ऑफेंडेड बाय दुर्वासा मुनि। टुडे टेक्स्ट 17-20। सो इन बोर्ड देर इज ओनली वन वर्स इज रिटन 20th वर्स। फर्स्ट टाइम रीडिंग verse 17 and then 18, 19, 20, these verses are together. So text 17. Vasudeve bhagavati tad bhaktesu cha sadhusu prapto bhavam param viswam yanidam lostrabat smitam. Maharaj Ambarish was a great devotee of Supreme Personality of Godhead Vasudeva and of the saintly persons who are the Lord's devotees. Because of his devotion, he thought of the entire universe as being as insignificant as a piece of stone. Then 18-20, the three verses, they are together. This famous verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, that how Maharaj Ambarish fully dedicated his body and senses in service of the Supreme Lord. It is explained in these three verses, both his working senses and his knowledge acquiring senses, his whole body, mind and intelligence, everything was surrendered at the lotus feet of Krishna. So, verse 18. सवै मन कृष्ण पादारविन्दयो बचाम शिवैकुंठ गुणानुवर्णने करो हरेर मंदिर मार्जनादिषु श्रुतिं चकार अच्युत सत्कथोदये। मुकुंद लिंगालय दर्शने दिशौ तद्भृत्य गात्र स्पर्शे अंग संगमम् क्राणं च तत्पाद सरोज सौरभे श्रीमत् तुलस्यारसनाम तदर्पिते पादोर हरेर क्षेत्र पदानुसर्पणे शिरो हृषिकेश पदाभिवंदने कामं च दास्ये न तु काम काम्यया यथो उत्तम श्लोक जनाश्रयारतिः वर्ड मीनिंग पादौ हिज टू लेग्स हरे ऑफ द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड क्षेत्र होली प्लेसेस लाइक द टेम्पल और वृंदावन एंड द्वारका पाद अनुसर्पणे वॉकिंग टू दोज प्लेसेस शीर द हेड ऋषिकेश ऑफ कृष्ण द मास्टर ऑफ सेंसेस पद अभिवंदने इन ऑफरिंग ऑबेसेंसेस टू द लोटस फीट कामम च एंड हिज डिजायर्स दास्य इन बीइंग एंगेज्ड एज ए सर्वेंट नॉट टू इंडीड काम काम्यया विथ ए डिजायर फॉर सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन यथा एज उत्तम श्लोक जनाश्रय इफ वन टेक्स शेल्टर ऑफ ए डिवोटी सच इज प्रहलाद रति ही अटैचमेंट ट्रांसलेशन एंड पारपोर्ट बाई डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत तो स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ट्रांसलेशन इज टुगेदर फॉर द थ्री वर्सेस 18, 19 and 20 महाराज अम्बरीश ऑलवेज एंगेज्ड हिज माइंड इन मेडिटेटिंग अपन द लोटस फीट ऑफ कृष्ण हिज वर्ड्स इन डिस्क्राइबिंग द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड हिज हैंड्स in cleansing the Lord's temple and his ears in hearing the words spoken by Krishna or about Krishna. He engaged his eyes in seeing the deity of Krishna, Krishna's temple and Krishna's places like Mathura and Vrindavan. He engaged his senses of touch in touching the bodies of Lord's devotees. He engaged his senses of smell in smelling the fragrance of Tulsi offered to the Lord. And he engaged his tongue in tasting the Lord's prasad. He engaged his legs in walking to the holy places and temples of the Lord. In his head in bowing down before the Lord and all his desires in serving the Lord 24 hours a day. Indeed, Maharaj Ambarish never desired anything for his own sense gratification. He engaged all his senses in devotional service, in various engagements related to the Lord. This is the way to increase attachment for the Lord and be completely free from all material desires. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 7.1, the Lord recommends, Maya Sakta Mana Partha Yogam Yunjan Madasrayaha. This indicates that one must execute devotional service under the guidance of a devotee or directly under the guidance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not possible, however, to train oneself without guidance from the spiritual master. Therefore, according to the instructions of Srila Rupa Goswami, the first business of a devotee is to accept a bona fide spiritual master who can train him to engage his various senses in rendering transcendental service to the Lord. The Lord also says in Bhagavad Gita 7.1, असंशयम समग्रम माम यथा ज्ञान सचिता सुनु. इन अदर वर्ड्स, इफ वन वांट्स टू अंडरस्टैंड द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड इन कंप्लीटनेस वन मस्ट फॉलो द प्रेस्क्रिप्शंस गिवन बाय कृष्णा by following in the footsteps of Maharaj Ambarish. It is said, Hrishikena Hrishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Bhakti means to engage the senses in the service of the master of the senses, Krishna, who is called Hrishikesa or Achyuta. These words are used in these verses. Achyuta Sat Kathodaye Hrishikesa Padabhivandane. The words Achyuta and Hrishikesa are also used in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is Krishna Katha, spoken directly by Krishna, and Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna Katha, because everything described in Bhagavatam is in relationship with Krishna. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Sailakaya Chakhyurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnambhamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamsya Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Lina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranavami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnambhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Padaur Harer Khetra Padanu Sarpane Shira Hrishikesha Padabhivandane Kamam Cha Dasyena Tu Kama Kamyaya Yatha Uttama Sloka Janasraya Ratihi. Maharaj Ambarish always engaged his mind in meditating upon the lotus feet of Krishna, his words in describing the glories of the Lord, his hands in cleansing the Lord's temple, and his ears in hearing the words spoken by Krishna or about Krishna. He engaged his eyes in seeing the deity of Krishna, Krishna's temple, and Krishna's places like Mathura and Vrindavan. He engaged his senses of touch in touching the bodies of the Lord's devotees. He engaged his sense of smell in smelling the fragrance of Tulsi offered to the Lord. And he engaged his tongue in tasting the Lord's prasad. He engaged his legs in walking to the holy places and temples of the Lord. His head in bowing down before the Lord. And all his desires in serving the Lord 24 hours a day. Indeed, Maharaj Ambarish never desired anything for his own sense gratification. He engaged all his senses in devotional service, in various engagements related to the Lord. This is the way to increase attachment for the Lord and be completely free from the material desires. So Ambarish Maharaj is such a great devotee. In his life, he applied all the principles of bhakti. There are 9 limbs of bhakti: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. Shravanam, by hearing about the Lord, about his appearance and his transcendental pastimes. So there is one devotee who makes his life perfect just engaging his ears, always hearing about Krishna. Who is that personality? Maharaj Parikshit. Simply by hearing about Krishna from a bona fide source like Sukadeva Goswami for 7 days and 7 nights, he achieved perfection. He returned back to Godhead. Similarly, by doing kirtan, by chanting the glories of the Lord, Sukadeva Goswami, he is a perfect devotee. By glorifying the Lord for 7 days and 7 nights, continuously. So he also achieved perfection in this process of just kirtanam, but chanting the glories of the Lord. Then there is one devotee, by always remembering Krishna, he makes his life successful. Who is that? Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is well known for Vishnu Smaranam, always remembering Krishna. This is the essence of all teachings of sadhana bhakti. Rupa Goswami telling in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, that why we are performing so many process of devotional service, or we are following this sadhana bhakti. The essence of sadhana bhakti is telling smartabhya satatang Vishnu vismartabhya najatuchit sarva vidhi nisedhesu etayar evakinkara. The two principles, always remember Krishna, never forgets him. This is the essence of whole sadhana bhakti, following all the principles that we are coming to Mangala Arati, we are chanting our rounds, we are hearing Bhagavatam class, attending Guru Puja, all this sadhana bhakti process. This is only, the goal is always remember Krishna, never forgets him, to achieve that goal. So, that's why Prahlad Maharaj, he was always remembering Krishna. Even Hiranyakashipu was torturing him in so many ways. He was even trying his best to kill him. But still, Prahlad was always remembering Krishna. So, in this way, Prahlad Maharaj achieved perfection in devotional service. Shravanam, then Kirtanam, Padasevanam, and Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, then Padasevanam. By always serving the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, Lakshmi Devi, his acharya for that particular process of bhakti, she made her life perfect. Pada Archanam, by worshipping the deity form of the Lord, Maharaj Pruthu. Maharaj Pruthu's name is there. He made his life successful. Bandhanam, by prayers. There are so many prayers. The Bhagavatam is full of prayers. Starting from Kunti Maharani's prayer, Bhishma Dev's prayer, so many prayers, full of prayers. Uttama Sloka Charita, because Bhagavatam is Uttama Sloka Charita. Uttama Sloka with Lord Vishnu. He always prayed with very nice slokas, by verses, by prayers. So by praying the Lord, it is the name of Akrura is mentioned there. Akrura, prayers of Akrura is very significant in Bhagavatam, in 10th canto. So Akrura is famous for this particular process of bhakti. By praying the Lord, how to pray the Lord, we have to learn from Akrura. We must not have any material desires to when we are praying, asking only his pure devotional service. So, Akrur is for Vandanam, Archanam, Vandasyam. By serving the Lord, who? Hanuman. There are so many servants of the Lord. Actually, there is, but still it is mentioned there are five most important servants of Krishna. Of course, Bhagavat mentioned about three of them. Yes, Giriraj, Govardhan, and Yudhishthira Maharaj and Uddhava. These three names are in Bhagavatam, and two other names in Padma Puran, Haridasa Varjaya, is Narada Muni and Hanuman. There. So anyhow, so among the, generally there are so many servants of Krishna, but generally people think that who is this perfect servant of Krishna in Dasyarasa, in servitorship? Hanuman. But according to in other sources we are thinking, is mentioned that among the five most important servants of Krishna, Giriraj, Govardhan is topmost. So anyhow, Dasyam, Sakhyam, their friendship. Then there are so many friends of Krishna like Arjuna, Subala, Sridham, there are so many in him, Braja. And then Atmanivedan, surrendering everything at the lotus feet of Krishna. Who is that? Bali Maharaj. The name Bali Maharaj even rejected the advice of his so-called guru, who? Shukracharya. Shukracharya told him, don't give everything to Krishna, this Brahman. But he gave everything. When he come to know that this dwarf is Lord Vishnu himself, then he told his guru, you taught me Bhagavad Gita. He told that Bhuktarang Jagyantapasa Sarvaloka Maheswaram Suhudham Sarvabhutanam Gyantamang Santirachati. If you want to achieve peace and happiness, then he has to surrender everything. He has to give. Who is the ultimate enjoyer of everything? Krishna. And you are telling this dwarf is Krishna, and then you are asking me not to surrender him, not to give everything. It is not. I am not accepting this advice. He surrendered everything. He gave everything to Bhamanudeva. So in this way, there are nine deep process of bhakti, and one devotee, by following one process, they made their life successful. But here we see a personality like Maharaj Ambarish, such a great personality, and even though he was a king, he was a Kshatriya king, and he was ruling the entire planet of earth, and his kingdom was where? In Mathura. Because he want to follow all the sadhana bhaktis in his life. Always how this five main principles of sadhana bhakti, residing in Mathura Vas, and archabigraha, and worshipping the deities, serving the devotees, hearing regularly Bhagavatam and Nam Sankirtan. Five process of most important sadhana bhakti. Five. There are 64. 64 sadhana bhaktis process, but five of them most important. So keeping them in his mind, Ambarish Maharaj made Mathura as his capital. Though he was other kings, they are not made Mathura as their capital. Maybe Delhi or somewhere, Hastinapur, but Maharaj Ambarish, he decided to keep Mathura as his capital, because Mathura Vasa, that is the one of the principles of sadhana bhakti. He was residing in Mathura. And he is also worshipping deity in his own hand. And in his own hand, he every day bathed the deity, he dressed the deity, he collect flowers, he made garlands, he offered to the deity, he do deity worship every day, regularly, by following the Narada Pancharatra process, vidhi. He was following, he doing deity worship. And same time, he was also sitting in front of his deity and doing Nam Sankirtan. Among the five process, which is the most important? Among the five process of sadhana bhakti, which is the most important? Chanting the holy name. Because नवविधा नवविधा भक्ति है, दे नाइन प्रोसेस ऑफ भक्ति, तार मध्य सर्वश्रेष्ठ नाम संकीर्तन एमंग दी ऑल दी प्रोसेस ऑफ भक्ति, तार मध्य सर्वश्रेष्ठ नाम संकीर्तन चैतन्य महापुरुष निरपराधे नाम लैले पाए प्रेमधन। इफ यू चांट होली नेम विदाउट ऑफेंसेस देन डेफिनेटली यू विल अचीव द गोल ऑफ लाइफ द प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस प्योर लव एट द फीट ऑफ कृष्ण बाय चांटिंग द होली नेम। इफ यू चांट होली नेम विदाउट ऑफेंसेस देन यू विल अचीव द गोल। बट स्टिल प्रभुपाद सेज वी आर नॉट लाइक हरिदास ठाकुर, वी कैन नॉट इमिटेट हरिदास ठाकुर हु आर चांटिंग डे एंड नाइट हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हैं। दिस द भागवत मार्ग है प्रीचिंग होली एंड चांटिंग एंड प्रीचिंग, बट सेम टाइम वी आर फॉलोइंग ऑल्सो पंचरात्रि का विधि प्रभुपाद गेव अस वर्शिपिंग द डेटी। तो अम्बरीश महाराज ऑल्सो वर्शिपिंग द डेटी, यू आर चांटिंग द होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड सिटिंग एंड doing kirtan in front of the Lord. Bhakti Vinod Thakur also. You are chanting Prabhupada, you are chanting in front of deity. The small bhajan we are every day chanting. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. The small bhajan, Bhakti Vinod Thakur just sit down in front of his own personal deity, who? Radha Madhava. Every Kartik Radha Madhava came here also in Radha Shyam Sundar altar. He chanted with his love, with love and affection, devotion. He chanted the small bhajan. Because a pure devotee from his heart he chanted this prayer, this bhajan, and Lord hear it. So now all over the world the devotees are hearing this song. So chanting in front of the deity, chanting doing nam sankirtan and hearing regularly Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam we have to hear in the association of Vaishnavas. Lord Kapildev told to Mother Devahuti, Satang prasangat mama birje sambido bhavanti hritkarna rasayana katha tadjosunat asu apavarga vartmani saddha ratir bhakti anukramishyati. Told Mother, you have to hear my pastimes, my appearance and pastimes in the association of Vaishnavas. We can sit and read, but this is not the process, this is not recommended process. You have to hear in the association of Vaishnavas. This is book Bhagavatam must be heard from a person Bhagavat, who is also following the principles of Bhagavatam in his life. So that's why Kapila Dev also told to Mother Devahuti, Satang Prasangat Mama Virja Sambhido. You have to hear this Bhagavatam in association of Vaishnavas. Bhavanti Hritkarna Rasayana Katha, this is Rasayana, this Harikatha, this is like Mahosadhi, the medicine for the conditioned souls. When he enter in ear, then he reached in heart, then all the unwanted things that is stocked in our heart, lust, greed, anger, kama, krodha, lobha, moho, mada, all this, they goes away. They cannot stay there. When you regularly put this medicine, Harikatha, inside, through ear, then asu, they very quickly destroyed all this anarthas, they goes away. Asu apavargavar, then he crossed this cycle of birth and death. Pavarga and apavarga. Pavarga means there's mentioned there's five wars in one varga. In also pavarga there is pa, pha, ba, bha, ma. This is the material, this is the pavarga. Apavarga means thus rejecting these five things. Pa means parishrama, labor. Everyone is in this material world is struggling. Working so hard for what? They're working for money. Money is sweeter than honey, brighter than sunshine. Everyone thinking. So they're working so hard. Pha means form. After the forms coming from his mouth, like a buffalo or an ass, and as they are working so hard. So human beings are also working like that in modern world. Specifically, we see many Indians, they go to America, they work so hard for money. They don't have a time. They have no time for hearing Krishna Katha, no time for bhakti, only money. So, they want up to, then, bomb is bekar, they all go useless. They work so hard, they earn money, then what is the benefit they got? That did not get practically no spiritual benefit. It's bekar because, because they become always fearful to protect their hard earned money. They want to protect. They fear of the government, they maybe take tax. They are also fearing for the poor womb, for the some persons may think, maybe theft, their money may be get theft. In Atlanta, I was an experience one by one of my devotees. Because he don't want to put much money in the bank, they will tax. Government will take the tax. So he is keeping about, he told me that he is keeping about $35,000 in his almirah. But someone took it away, he has become tension. So anyhow, like this, bekar, they got, because he become always fearful. Pa, bha. Then in the end, Ma means mrityu. Mrityu sarva harascham. At the time of death, everything he has to lose. Krishna appeared at death. Snatch everything. So this materialistic life is useless. That's why apa means rejecting these things. That is means liberation. One, get liberation. Apavarga vartmani. By hearing Krishna katha, one can mold his life from the materialistic way for the Sanskrit, the way of sanskritification to pure devotional service. Can surrender to Krishna. So in this way, but starting from hearing. So we are discussing about how this nine process of bhakti starting from hearing. Well, different persons they made success, but Maharaj Ambarish, though he was a king, he was ruling the entire planet. He was a grahastha. He was such a devotee. He was able to practice all the limbs of this nine process of bhakti in his life. Practically, he was following all the nine process of bhakti. He was perfectly hearing Krishna Katha. He was also speaking about Krishna. He was also remembering Krishna. He was also doing the deity worship. He was also praying the Lord, nice prayers from his heart, Vandanam, Archana Vandasyam, he was serving completely like a servant. He cleaning the temple with his hand, he's brooming the though he is emperor. He was coming from his palace to the temple by walking. He could come by chariot or some other horse or something, but no. He walks himself by using his feet in Lord's service in this way. Coming to the temple or circumnating Govardhan, because he was staying in Mathura, circumnating the Govardhan hill. In this way, Dasyam Sakhyam, he is also considered Krishna as his friend and guide, everything. He has no other friend in this material world. He considered Krishna as his friend. Atmanibedha, he offered everything to Krishna's service. That's why this chapter will see how Ambarish Maharaj offended by Durvasa. Durvasa Mani was thinking, this Ambarish, he is a grahastha, he is a kshatriya, and he is a materialistic person. He was thinking he is a materialistic person. And he is thinking himself, Durvasa Mani thinking, I am a yogi, great mystic yogi. I am born in Brahmana, a son of Anusaya, Atri, Anusaya. Durvasa is also their son. Three of them, his son. Who? Dattatreya, Soma, and Durvasa. Durvasa is considered a partial by Shaktyavesha avatar, a special power he got from, he was considered as a Lord Shiva. He is considered as sometimes as incarnation of Lord Shiva, he is a partial incarnation, Shaktyavesha incarnation. Dattatreya was from Vishnu and Soma is from Brahma. So anyhow, But still, when he challenged to Maharaj Ambarish, everyone knows what happened. That will be discussed in. So, if someone is surrendered to Krishna by following the footprints of whom? Maharaj Ambarish. He is a. If you surrender a bit, you may be in any varna or any ashram, that does not matter. You are a brahmachari, you are a grahastha, you are a banaprastha or sannyasi. Bhakti is. Anyone can perform bhakti. So that's why Krishna told Striya, Vaishya, Tathasudra, Tepi Janti, Parangating. Manghi, Partha, Vipasitya, Steopisu, Papa Junayo. When the most degraded souls, whether he may be a woman, a Vaishya, a businessman, or Striya, Vaishya, Tathasudra, most degraded. Sudra, you working class people, anyone. Maybe, but if he surrendered to me, perform my devotional service with perfect guidance, then he achieved perfection. That's why Prabhupada wrote in beginning that one, how can we perform devotional service? Adho Guru Padasraya Sadharma Pruchha Sadhu Marganu Gamanam. So Prabhupada's writing in the beginning of his purport. We can perform devotional service by surrendering to the lotus feet of a spiritual master. There are two ways to perform devotional service, to getting favor from the Lord. Some are directly surrendered to Krishna. There's very rare examples in Shastra, like gopis, they have no guru, here they surrendered to Krishna. Like Arjuna, but this is not always, this is not general principles one can follow. But generally, a conditioned soul has to accept a spiritual master. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekhyantita jnanam jnanina tatodarsina. To find such a person who has seen the truth and surrendered unto him. Because a devotee is also a representative of Krishna. Krishna told to Uddhava, Acharya man vijaniyat. Uddhava, you should consider a devotee, a acharya, who is a acharya in bhakti sampradaya, a spiritual master, taking the rule of a spiritual master in a bhakti sampradaya, then he is non-different from me. So that's why Prabhupada is recommending in his purport that we have to accept a spiritual master. If you want to follow the process of bhakti, follow the footprint of Ambarish Maharaj, we have to accept a bhakti, a parampara, parampara system. Ebang parampara prapta, imang rajarsaya. There is paramparas for rajarsi, there is a paramparas for Vaishnavas. We have four Vaishnava paramparas, Brahma sampradaya, Sri sampradaya, Rudra sampradaya, Kumara sampradaya. There is this four authorized person, they received knowledge directly from Krishna. Krishna gave this knowledge to Brahma, Tene Brahma Bhuda Adhikavaya Bhagavatam. So, and he also, Krishna also gave this knowledge to Lord Shiva Rudra Sampradaya. He also gave this knowledge to whom? Sri, to Lakshmi. Lakshmi also received the knowledge. So, Sri Sampradaya. And he also gave knowledge to four Kumaras in Ahamsa Avatar. He is appeared as a swan. So he gave knowledge to the Kumaras also. So in this way, these four authorized sampradaya. And we are also in one of the authorized sampradaya. Which sampradaya? Brahma Madhva Gaudiya sampradaya. Because Brahma received knowledge from Krishna, and from Brahma, who received? Narada Muni. From Narada, Vyasadeva received the knowledge, and from Vyasadeva, directly Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya is direct disciple of Vyasadeva. And this sampradaya then, Madhavendra Puri came, Isvara Puri came, Gauranga Mahaprabhu came, six Goswamis came like this. He come up to his divine grace, Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sila Prabhupada. So that's why Prabhupada is recommending that if you want to perform pure devotional service, then you have to parampara, you have to go through this system. Well, train oneself in guidance from the spiritual master. Therefore, according to the instructions of Rupa Goswami, the first business of a devotee is to accept a bona fide spiritual master who can train him to engage his various senses in rendering transcendental service. Here we see Maharaj Ambarish engaged his senses completely in service of Krishna. So, to perform the pure devotional service, a consistent soul need training. He must surrender to a spiritual master and follow his instructions. As Krishna is telling, Prabhupada quoted this specific verse from Gita 7:1, Asam Sayam Samagramam Yatha Yanseshita Sunu. In other words, if one wants to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead in completeness, one must follow the prescription given by Krishna by following the footprints of Maharaj Ambarish. This is Prabhupada's word. So in this way, we can engage our senses in service of the master of senses. That definition of bhakti given in Narada Pancharatra by Narada Muni, he is the authority for bhakti. Who? There are 24 incarnations in Bhagavatam. Narada Muni also considered one of these incarnations. For what? For preaching bhakti. He is empowered by Krishna to preach this devotional service. They're all the great devotees we see in history, they are all disciples of Narada Muni. Without Narada Muni, no bhakti sampradaya. Every sampradaya is acharya. So either it is Brahma sampradaya, it is Kumara sampradaya, it is Rudra sampradaya, or it is Sri sampradaya. You see Narada Muni's name in their parampara list everywhere. Without him, there is no bhakti. So that's why we have to follow his definition of bhakti. What is the bhakti Narada Muni told in Narada Pancharatra? Sarva upadhi vinirmukta tatparatvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhaktir uchyate. Sarva upadhi vinirmukta. They have to free from all these upadhis. I am a woman, I am a man, I am a brahmana, I am a khatriya, vaishya, sudra, or sannyasi, grahastha, vanaprastha, brahmachari. These are all just the titles and these are the upadhis. All related to this body. Bhakti has nothing to do with this body. It is above the bodily platform. So that's why we have to free from all these external designations that is connected to our material body. Sarva upadhi vinirmukta. With a pure mind. Then rishikena rishikesa. We can engage our senses in service of master of senses. That is called bhakti. And a more higher we'll go, then we follow the definition of Rupa Goswami. He told what is the uttama bhakti? Anya abhilashita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyena krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. Anya abhilashita, we should not have any types of desires. Whether the desire for liberations, that is the jnana is the thing. Or the desire for sanskartification. Karma is the thing for sanskartification. So we must free from desire for sanskartification and desire for liberation. Jnana karmadi anavritam. Anukulena, anukulam, and following in a favorable way, we must connect ourselves to Krishna. Anukulena Krishna anusilanam, bhakti ruttama. Because in some place Narada Muni told, what is bhakti? Jena kena prakarena Krishna mana nivasa. Any by somehow or somehow other, you must fix your mind in feet of Krishna. But Rupa Goswami, he told no. Janaka, there are many people also remembering Krishna also, remembering Krishna, Kamsa was also remembering Krishna 24 hours. But we cannot call this as Kamsa's remembrance to Krishna is bhakti, not bhakti. We must remember Krishna in a favorable way. Even the Dantabhakra and Sishupala, they are also remembering Krishna all the time. But this is not bhakti. This is not bhakti. So in a favorable way, you remember Krishna. So anyhow, it is already time, 9:00. Today is also appearance day of Sita Thakurani, the consort of Advaita Acharya. Advaita was the incarnation of Mahavishnu. Daya, we are every day, sometimes we pray, Daya Karo Sitapati, Advaita Gosai. Advaita Gosai is Advaita Acharya, also known as Sitapati, the husband of mother Sita. Advaita Gosai two wives, Sri and Sita. But Sita Devi is more famous. Very few people know about Sri Devi. Sita Devi is an incarnation of Yogamaya Devi. Yogamaya Devi, Purnamasi. It's considered as also Purnamaya, incarnation of Purnamasi. There is a grand, very brief, just relating. There is one Brahman was residing in a bank of Ganges, Narayanapur. His name was Nusinga Bhaduri. And his wife's name also Nusinghi. Some devotee was joking, oh, maybe they are worshipping Nusinga Devi, Nusinga Bhaduri, and his wife is Nusinghi. So they are worshipping Lord Vishnu. Every day, Nusinga Bhaduri will go to collect some lotus flowers, some tulasi leaves and manjaris. Then they worship their salagram. So one time, Nusinga Bhaduri went and just after collecting some tulsi manjaris from a tulsi garden, then walking by, he saw a very nice lake and so many lotus flowers was there. So he was thinking, I may collect some lotus flowers. There's very smell, fragrance is coming from these lotuses. So he was attracted to this fragrance of the lotus flowers. So he went nearby. When he was just collecting the lotus, he saw in a little distance there are huge lotus flower having hundreds of petals. This is special. So he went to nearby to collect that flower, but he saw in the middle of the lotus there is a small girl, just in size of a thumb, very little girl. So he was surprised, how this girl in the middle of a lotus. So he collected that lotus, took it with much care. And when he came to his home, his wife, Nusinga Bhaduri's wife, Nusinghi, also saw one very beautiful child. Another girl was also born from her. So then the Nusinga Bhaduri saw this girl to him, this small lotus, in the middle of lotus, there is a small girl. Then his wife told him, we think this is a special gift by the Supreme Lord Himself. If actually this girl will grown up into a full size of a human child, then we may accept her as our daughter also. We can take care of her. When they are thinking like this and praying to Salagram, immediately this girl expanded, become a life-size girl. She is actually Sita Thakurani. He becomes later on known as Sita. And the other girl born from Nrisimha Bhaduri's wife was known as Sri. Sri Sita. Sri Au Sita. But these two girls are not ordinary from their very, very so many pastimes from their early life. So even one great sannyasi, having so many siddhis, a tantric sannyasi come one day to their village. All village people are feeling very proud of this because of these two divine girls. So the sannyasi came and he paid obeisance. He saw these two girls, little girls, 1.5 years or 2 years. They're just little, walking. He paid obeisance to them. Everyone was surprised. You are a sannyasi. Everyone knows you have so many siddhis. Why you are paying obeisance to these little girls? He told, these two girls are not ordinary. How you are seeing, I don't know. I am seeing them as one is Sri and other is, one other is a goddess of fortune and another is a goddess of liberation, granting liberation. So you are seeing their divine appearance. Then he told very carefully to Nrisimha Bhaduri, please take care of very nicely to this girl. They are not ordinary girl. So in this way, there are many stories. One of the stories is like one day, Nrisimha Bhaduri was crossing Ganga and he wanted to go Navadip, some town, to purchase something. These two girls also started going with him. Little girls, 3-4 years. Then suddenly there is raining and there is hurricanes, strong winds. So Nrisimha Bhadwaji told, thinking, he has servant with him. He told, please take care of these two girls. Take them back to home. I am going crossing the Ganges with him in boat. Then I purchase something. He told, I will bring something very nice for you. Many sweets like this. But these girls were not happy. They are standing like this. They are not talking anything. So when Nrisimha Bhadwaji left in boat, then he reached the other side. He saw the two girls are standing in the other side. He was surprised how these girls came. Just they walk on the water, they within they come the other side. So Nrisimha Bhadwaji, just in his mind, he paid them obeisances. They could understand these girls are not ordinary. So in this way, these two girls, they grown up. When they come to their marriageable age, one time they went to bank of Ganges to have a bath. When they are bathing, the same time their Advaita Acharya also came to having a bath there. When he was taking bath, then these two girls, they saw Advaita Acharya. They immediately could understand, this person is our husband. They expressed their feelings to their father. He told Nrisimha Bhadwaji, oh father, we want to get married to this person. He is our husband actually. No one is qualified to become our husband except this person. So in this way, Nrisimha Bhadwaji, very humbly, he requested Advaita Acharya to get to accept these two girls as his wife. Advaita Acharya smiled and he also knows everything. So in this way they have marriage ceremony with Advaita Acharya, Sri and Sita. Like Nityananda Prabhu has also two wives, Vasudha and Jahnava. But Jahnava is famous. Similarly, among the two wives of Advaita Acharya, Sita is very famous. Sita Thakurani. Always we pray to Advaita Acharya, we take the name of Sita. Even in Mahaprakash Lila, when Lord Chaitanya sent Ramai Pandit, go and bring Advaita Acharya, this Nada Buddha is hiding himself. He prayed me because of his loud prayer. I came down from my abode, from Goloka, and now he is hiding there in Santipur, not coming to me. Go and catch him. Cut him. So, but Lord Chaitanya reminded him, don't bring him alone. Bring also Sita Thakurani. So in this way, we see, when Nimai was born, he took birth in a son of Sachi and Jagannath. Then this news come to Santipur also. Taking permission from Advaita Acharya, Sita Thakurani alone came. This name Nimai is given by whom? Sita Thakurani. Sita Thakurani became so affectionate seeing this little child in the lap of mother Sachi. She told, it mentioned very nicely in Chaitanya Bhagavat. She saw this boy is non-different from Krishna. Varna matra dekhi viparita. Sakhyata gokula kana, varna matra dekhi viparita. It is exactly like gokula kana. He is like Krishna, the Kanhaiya. Only this color is different. He was blackish and he is like molten gold. So, in this Sita Thakurani has so many pastimes. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastimes, she is known as Jogamaya Devi, Purnamasi, incarnation of Purnamasi. So, time is over, so I stop here. So, today is also appearance day of Sita Thakurani. By her mercy, we can connect ourselves, Jogamaya, we can connect ourselves with Krishna, with Gauranga. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.